This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have come to that moment in the annual political cycle where a 45-minute speech by the president sucks up all the oxygen in the room. What he's going to say in the State of the Union, who's going to be in the gallery, what the opposition response might be. Some things, of course, we know already. That's just how this game is played, including part of his economic message that he is going to raise the minimum wage in new federal contracts to $10.10 an hour. He's also going to call on Congress to do the same for all workers. But other than the neat and tidy symmetry of the thing, why 10-10 an hour? Marketplace's Adrian Hill checks it out.
It was just last year's State of the Union when President Obama offered up this plan.
Let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour.
Now he wants $10.10. A number from where? The short answer is a plan from two Democrats, Senator Tom Harkin and Representative George Miller. Julia Cray is a spokesperson for Miller.
It's going to lift a family of three with one full-time worker above the poverty line.
She says 10-10 will help restore the value the minimum wage has lost since its peak in the 60s. And it's in line with past increases.
This was the number that was settled at that sort of got at these three big things that we want to do. You know, it's a nice, easy number to repeat.
Way better than 10.09 or 9.97. So who's going to benefit from tonight's raise? I ask Amy Taub. She's an analyst at Demos, a progressive policy group. She says hundreds of thousands of federal contract workers currently make less than 10.10.
They are people cleaning floors in federal buildings. They are people who are taking care of the grounds in buildings.
David Van Slyke is a professor of business and government policy at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University.
I think what this really says is it shows just how dependent the federal government is on contractors.
He says, especially since the 80s, the government's done more and more contracting for all sorts of labor, jobs that'll soon pay at least 10-10 an hour. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.